Good afternoon, everyone. Well, the Australian share market had another volatile and underwhelming performance. Unfortunately, two straight days of falls for the Aussie market now. Today, we had the ASX 200 down 19 points or a quarter of a percent, wrapping up the day at 7,280 points. It was a choppy day. You can see that if you look at a chart of the session. We got off to quite a poor start. Then we went on a 60-minute rally where the Aussie share market was up close to half a percent at one stage. Then the market fell away quite sharply and basically plateaued for most of the day before just jumping off the lows, where we actually were down about half a percent at one stage. So in the last 10 minutes or so of the day, at least we did jump off those levels. But still, it doesn't really change the fact it has been quite a choppy, challenging session for some investors over the past 7 or 8 weeks. And a number of things you can blame this on. Today, at least, we had the US market providing a negative lead. Even though the Columbus Day holiday was observed yesterday, we basically still had the bond market closed, but the share market open. The Asian market's also down, most of the majors down in the order of 1% rather this afternoon. But also the next few days are going to be quite important because most of the meaty economic news, profit results and the like will be out in the tail end of this week. So that's going to include some of the largest banks in the United States releasing their profit results, key updates on inflation in both China and the United States this week. That's going to receive a lot of attention because of what we're seeing with energy prices surging at the moment. So there are concerns about what this could mean for higher prices. We'll also have the Fed meeting minutes tomorrow. And then on Thursday, we've got a key update on jobs growth. So if you're still with me, let's take a look at how the Aussie share market did today and how some of the different sectors performed. Well, the losses were actually quite broad. We had 9 of 11 sectors under pressure today, and around 138 of the 200 biggest names on the market were down. But let's start with the winners first. We need some good news here. One of the best performers was Illumina, which rose by 4.2%. Now, this is the $6 billion company that owns a 40% stake in Alcoa, one of the largest aluminium producers globally. Now, the reason why it rose by over 4% is the aluminium price has actually hit a 2008 high today. Now, that's partly because of a power shortage in China and Europe. Now, if you're wondering why that's the case and why that impacts aluminium, well, producing aluminium uses up a huge amount of electricity. So a shortage of supply certainly could see a shortage potentially of aluminium. So aluminium prices were up. Alumina also benefited from that. Elsewhere, we had CSL lifting about 1.8%, and almost single-handedly, it kept the healthcare index higher today. Now, it met its investors at its annual general meeting virtually today, basically reiterated its profit expectations that it already provided back in August with its results. But it also came out and said that it's starting to see improvements in the collection of plasma. And that really is important because plasma is the raw ingredient that CSL uses to make some of its highest selling and most profitable products, those for people that suffer from blood products, blood disorders rather. So its shares rose, but also demand for flu vaccines have been quite strong recently as well. Now, in the losers column, unfortunately, we had tech companies continue to take quite a hit. And that's partly because of interest rates that are continuing to rise. That's in the bond market. So generally a negative for growth stocks like tech. Afterpay was down today. The banks were also mostly lower. The worst there was certainly Westpac, which fell by 1.6% today. Now, in an update this morning, it essentially warned that profits are going to take a $1.3 billion hit over the second half of the year due to a number of one-offs. But about three quarters of that, around $965 million, will be a one-off write-offs, things like writing down the value of goodwill and also software. Ansell was another underperformer. It fell by 4.6%, and it was on the receiving end of a broker downgrade today. Now, this particular broker said thinks that it's likely that demand for single-use gloves could actually decline in coming years because we've passed the COVID peak, and that's part of the reason why its shares fell. And finally, the Star Entertainment Group dropped by around 2.7% today. Now, this is after it fell 23% yesterday, and it's now on a four-day losing streak. Now, the casino operator has fallen partly because of a number of media reports alleging misconduct, which has been the case in the last few days as far as what news coverage is at least. But elsewhere, we had Diablo Resources making its debut on the market. This is a mining exploration company that operates in the US, specifically in Nevada, and its shares have fallen 15% on its very first session of trade. On the economic front, a few bits and pieces out. We had an update on business confidence today, which basically showed that business conditions have worsened, but business confidence has jumped, perhaps thanks to higher vaccination rates. Tonight, we've got a few things to watch. We've got an unemployment update in the United Kingdom. We also have some figures on business optimism in the US as well. The Aussie dollar finally at around 73.5 US, certainly has improved in the last day.